This is Algorithm, a weekly radio play written by Elisa Zulina, produced by the Floor 5 Theater Company. To learn more or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com. Episode 6.
During this next part of our tour, we like to check in with our former students about their lives after the Universal Test. Please join us in the Center for External Review. Here is Luke, 37 years later, filling out forms on a clipboard with a number 2 pencil. He's hooked to a lie detector test, standard procedure. The custodian sits on the other side of the table and observes Luke. Luke hands the custodian the completed questionnaire.
Great. Thank you. You forgot your launch date.
My apologies.
Perfect. Comfortable?
Well.
Just try to relax.
I don't think you really want that.
Pardon?
This is not a very comfortable chair. If you wanted us to relax, you'd provide a plush armchair or a fluffy bed. Still using those antiquated tools, huh?
Safety precaution. Standard procedure.
Brings back fond memories of my youth.
Yes. The test. You did very well.
Really?
Yes. Top 2%. Very impressive.
Imagine that.
You don't remember?
It's been more than, what, 37 years?
Still, we think you'd remember an event like that. Performing so well, your parents must have been so proud.
They were relieved.
Yes, that too, of course.
I've tried to forget everything about that day.
Success?
No. Was that? Did I give a wrong answer?
Mr. Eldridge, this is not a test. There are no right or wrong answers.
Doesn't that just mean there are no answers, period?
I don't follow. But to answer your earlier query, yes, 63% of test takers experience a mild form of PTSD. It can be a very stressful time. But, Mr. Eldridge, this is not a test. It's a survey. It helps us improve our services.
I thought this was a review.
It's also an opportunity for you to give us feedback. We advise applicants to think of the whole process as an opportunity to reflect back on their accomplishments. It's designed to be fun.
Yeah, it's been super fun.
All right. I'm going to start out by asking you a few basic questions as a warm-up. Name?
Luke Eldridge.
Occupation?
Creative consultant.
Please describe in a few words what you do.
I consult. I consult creatives.
Married?
Yes.
Spouse's name?
Caroline Bridgewater.
Organically or through the algorithm?
Algorithm.
Compatibility?
97.85%.
Happily?
Happily?
Are you happily married?
Yes, very much so. That's why I'm here.
Huh.
Was that... Did I...
Any children?
No.
By choice or necessity?
Choice.
May I ask, for the purpose of the survey, why did you and your spouse choose not to breed?
Will this affect my review?
Absolutely not. It's a free country.
Well, parenting is so tricky these days. Gotta get him into the right elementary, then middle and high school. And Caroline's a pediatrician, you see. She helps administer the procedures, so in a way, she thinks of all the children as her own. It takes a toll on her to see them go. Caroline and I have been productive in other ways.
Hmm. Yes. Of course. Have you ever felt the desire to procreate?
I'm sorry?
How should I put this? Have you ever felt the desire to spread your seed?
Well, I made sure to sow my wild oats before I asked to be matched up, if that's what you mean.
Have you ever felt the desire to become a father?
Hmm. No.
Hmm.
Besides, Caroline never wanted to. I respected her choice.
Age?
54.
Lifetime value?
55.
That's a very high number. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, you have one more year left before your initial expiration date. Will you be applying for an extension of your contract, or are you thinking about retirement?
You mean voluntary recall?
Nowadays, we prefer to call it retirement. It's a very gentle and soothing procedure.
I'm not sure yet. I wanted to learn more about my options.
Of course. We'll send you a brochure.
What percent of applicants choose voluntary... retirement?
I'm afraid I can't disclose that information. It's confidential.
Could you at least tell me the prediction analytics?
According to the algorithm, someone with a partner who has at least 10 years remaining in her lifetime value tends to apply for an extension 85% of the time to spend more time together. Unless, of course, the survey reveals additional data. Do you have any regrets, Mr. Eldridge?
Regrets? No.
Huh. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Any criminal history?
A minor misdemeanor when I was 17. But you already knew that.
Yes.
So why ask if it's all in my file? Did you want to see if I still get emotional at the mention of it? The answer is yes. Yes. I could have told you all that without the lie detector. Are you going to test my blood now to see if it still boils?
Blood doesn't boil, Mr. Eldridge.
It does in space.
I'm going to have to ask you to talk about the incident.
What for? They sealed my file. I was a minor. They sealed my file.
We're going to have to look at it again. That's why it's called a review.
What do you want to know?
Why don't you tell it like a story?
Since when are you interested in storytelling?
We've been studying narrative for brain research.
Where do you want me to start?
Right from the beginning. That's where stories usually begin.
Or the middle, or the end, or nowhere, or sometimes they go on in an endless loop. Ugh. The timing was wrong. Isn't that what they say? We met, but the timing was wrong.
Who says that?
I don't know. We studied for the test together. I'm sorry. Is this really necessary?
I'm afraid so. We can return to it tomorrow if you'd like.
Huh?
Mr. Eldridge, We'd like to ease your pain. We could...
I'm fine!
I understand. Still, would you like us to run Mamie Lawrence's data with yours?
I'm sorry, what?
For a compatibility percentage.
What for? And how would you even...
The beautiful thing about data, Mr. Eldridge, is that it never disappears. Perhaps if you knew your compatibility percentage, it would be easier on you.
I don't follow.
If you knew, it wouldn't have lasted anyway. If you knew for sure that your wife was your most compatible option, it could help you let go of regret.
What if I want to hold on to my regret?
But, Mr. Eldridge, regret is the number one factor in productivity loss.
We rarely like to talk about Mamie here, but we leave that to the criminal division. But for Luke's review, we will have to reopen her file. Find out next episode what happened to Mamie after she left Luke's house that night 37 years ago.
This was Algorithm, the radio drama written by Elisa Zulina. Produced by Floor 5 Theater Company. The cast: Luke, Jesse Aftel. The custodian, Andy Lemus. Sound engineer, Jaleesa Gilbert. Original music, David Sachs. Sound effects, BBC Sound Effects, Freesound, and Muse Open. Directed and co-produced by Noemi Sharog. Narrated and co-produced by Akili Brown. Introduced and co-produced by Ellen Coe. This episode was made possible by our generous donors and by you, our listeners. If you'd like to learn more about the cast or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com.